Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Common Sense Show. Thank you so much for joining us. We are the show that's known as the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. But because we're on digital platforms now, three different networks, thank you very much, as well as KYH and other settings, and we're on all the podcast regulars, the major names, you have digital access to our show. So please spread this far and wide. We have a great interview coming up with Sarah Westall, and we'll get to Sarah in just a second. But I just wanted to let you know the first part of the show is brought to you by Noble Gold. And I am a client of Noble Gold. Why? Because I know if you do traditional money gathering, banks, IRAs, 401ks that come from businesses and banks, you're going to get destroyed. The Build Back Better bill is going to pass. Manchin's in negotiations with the White House. Oh, you're going to be hearing about it later in the week if you haven't already heard it. And this is going to pass. It'll hit us for $6.5 trillion. The $1.3 is a lie. The economy is going to collapse, folks. We're going to have hyperinflation. We can't assume the M1 money supply. So you need to diversify. Do you know how to diversify your assets? If you don't, you need to call Noble Gold. No pressure. They won't push you. They'll send you free material. But they know how to diversify your assets so you won't take a total bath when the collapse comes. And if you don't think the collapse is coming, well, good. I hope you're right. And I want you to be able to laugh at me in a year or two and say, Dave, remember when you said that? Ha, ha, ha. Okay, I hope that is true. I don't believe it is. You better call Noble Gold, 877-646-5347. 877-646-5347 is the proud sponsors of the first segment of this show with our friend Sarah Westall. And I asked Sarah to make a list of her concerns going forward here in 2022, and they're really pretty much an extension of past concerns that are mushrooming into bigger problems. And Sarah's a little under the weather, but she is a trooper. Evil doesn't take a day off, and neither does Sarah. Sarah, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dave. Like they say, the show must go on, right?
Yeah, you're a trooper, Sarah. You really are. You're one of the real warriors out there, and that's why I think your following is so good. You're really well-respected. I have... You know, people say, oh, I love your interviews with Sarah. You introduced me to her, and this is people from my side of the fence. Her stuff is really good. And yeah, your stuff is really good, which is why I think this show is really, really important. So if you were to encapsulate, let's say, your top three concerns, and we can certainly go beyond these today, but what would you say just jumps in, grabs your attention that you think people need to know about that we're kind of ignoring?
Well, the economic collapse, as Klaus Schwab said, the economic collapse is going to make COVID look like a blip on that radar screen. That's, you know, of all the things, I don't like him very much. I don't agree with his philosophies, but that's probably true, that statement. The thing is that they're trying to orchestrate it. So an economic collapse that they have nobody, that's completely chaotic, will be very destructive and pretty scary, and it'll affect all of us. So that's on the horizon, and I don't know what the timing of it is, and it can happen at any point. It depends on how, you know, they're trying to kick the can down the road. They've been doing that for a long time, and it's coming to a head. And Biden and his crew are clueless. They're not running anything, right? I mean, they're just...
it's pretty much the consent... I mean, yeah.
No. How little they're running.
Sarah, are you there? Because we're getting...
It always makes you wonder. Oh, yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're getting a little...
Are they cutting me off?
Yeah, you were cutting out there. Oh, I got to tell you, before I contacted you this morning, it took me 3 or 4 minutes when it should have taken 3 or 4 seconds. The call would not complete. So, yeah, I mean, they're on to it. This happens to me all the time now. Emails between Steve Quayle and myself get blocked. I try to talk to Mike and Jenny, who run the Hear the Watchman, and our emails are being blocked, and our phone calls are blocked. So, yeah, this is pretty typical. Cancel culture is also subterfuge.
Well, Sherry Edwards had to call me from her fax line to get through. Otherwise, it said my phone was disconnected. That's really great. They canceled my Apple podcast. I got it reconnected and up again, but I lost all my subscribers, so people have to re-sign up for me.
What happened with that?
It's just...
What do you mean they canceled
you? I don't know. All of a sudden it was gone. You know, you can't ask anybody. It's just gone. No, that is.
Yeah. I'm getting sporadic reports out of Canada. Our podcasts are on Roku, and we're getting sporadic reports for the last several weeks. I can't get you on Roku anymore. So, folks, when you sign up for the CommonSenseShow.tv and the apps on my website, when you sign up for that, sign up for our base server, secure server. I'm not even sending people to the podcast sites any longer because I believe they're getting ready to cancel all of us.
I think they are, too. I think that's why I say make sure you're on my newsletter. Make sure you're on the sites that do not censor. Because it's happening. It's going to happen. And so you asked me what are the most dangerous things. Well, the biggest thing is this economic collapse and being prepared just to survive, just make it through. I mean, that's the important thing. The other things that I think are really important, I apologize, my phone's ringing. It's probably my daughter. She always calls when I'm doing an interview. The other things that I think are really important or that I think is the scariest are the people who are very, very brainwashed in our society who are going to go ballistic. Because I think those are the people that we have to worry the most about. Because we don't know how they're going to behave, and they're manipulated by those who are running things. I mean, it's the Karens of the world.
Yeah, I call them the bipolar Karens, exactly. They're going to go from 0 to 60 on the anger scale when they realize how much they've been lied to.
Yeah, but I don't know if they're going to be mentally stable enough to understand where it's coming through.
That's why I call it bipolar.
You're right. But I have a feeling they could blame it on us. I mean, because they're just so... They're going to think it's us or something. I mean, they're just not that bright, right? I mean, they can't see through things yet. I mean, whoever can't see through things yet at all... I mean, nobody has all the answers. But if you can't tell at this point that you're being lied to, then you are really lost, right? And so those people aren't going to know. I mean, we have COVID camps that are coming up. You know, they're still trying to get people to take these vaccines, even though that we know that the VARS, which is, or VARS, however you pronounce it, is only 1% recording of everything. And that now that's over a million side effects that they've already recorded, and that's only 1%. So, I mean, it's really bad, and they're still forcing it upon us. Mayo Clinic just fired all their unvaccinated people, which is, they know, they did it anyways. They did it anyways. And, you know, the people are speculating it's because they're going to lose their funding if they don't do this, because it's all a blackmail system with funding or whatever they got for the control structure. But I'm to the point where if that's what the funding is and that's how they're controlled, then so be it. Let's have these systems collapse. They're not worth the foundation that they're built on.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. So we've heard it here, and this is also on my list, Sarah. I didn't put it as number one, but I don't think there's a right or wrong list here. I don't think the numerical order matters. It's all simultaneously part of the same battle plan against us. So Sarah said, economic collapse... the emergence of the bipolar Karens class, and that's my phrase, they're bipolar, but and then COVID is a mechanism to put people into camps. Yeah, I actually wrote this in an article this morning on my website where I said, you know, New Zealand is now authorized euthanasia, doctor's decision, no state approval needed.
Yeah.
New York is now authorizing COVID quarantine at the discretion. By the way, it's not COVID quarantine. It's health problem quarantine. So you could sniffle, and legally they can put you in a camp. You have no due process rights. You have nothing. They're stair-stepping us incrementally towards genocide, which is where New Zealand is at right now. And I actually think that at the end of the genocide period with the, hey, we're going to euthanize these people because they're beyond hope, we'll kill them and get rid of them. And it'll be a lot of the elderly, and then they save on Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid. I mean, it's a great cost savings strategy. But what I think will happen out of this is when they're done with that, because that'll only carry you so far, then the internment camps will start for real. That's what I think. But let me give you my number one. My number one is election fraud. Because unless we could get about 200 million Americans picking up guns, and we had the support of at least part of the military with advanced weaponry, and the Space Force joins us along with the submarine commanders that are pretty independent, if that doesn't happen, if we can't gain some measure of control over our elections to make sure they're not stolen again, it doesn't matter. There's no point in voting if they use a Dominion voting machine. There's no point in voting if they have these absentee ballot sites where they drop off thousands at the midnight hour to steal elections. Nothing matters. The republic is gone unless there's a fair election. And I maintain we're a country under communist occupation right now. And we have the only way to get it back is to get back control of the elections. But let me ask you, Sarah, what do you see happening from the Republicans? I don't care if they're outvoted, but what do you see them trying to do to change election strategies? I don't see squat. In Arizona, we've got total abdication of integrity, total buy-off by the communist Chinese and George Soros, and continuation of the same policies. Maricopa County and Yavapai County, two counties I'm very familiar with here in Arizona. Maricopa County had the so-called audit, which ended up being the fraud. They're using Dominion voting machines already ordered for the next election. I mean, how do you feel about this?
Yeah, geez. Well, without the election being honest and fair, we don't have a republic, right? Because they put in place who they wanted, and they'll continue to put in place who they want. And so the people who are running things haven't been elected by the people. And because I believe that my local congressperson is the same way. It was one of those midnight, you know, after hours thing. The person was ahead by double digits. And then Angie Craig, who's a big pharma lobbyist, ended up getting put into place. And so I think that we have a bunch of people who aren't elected representing. We don't have representation, right?
No.
I mean,
no.
And Stanford University and Northwestern did a study that showed that 80% of what the people want, the Congress doesn't vote for anyways. They just do whatever they want. So this has been going on for a long time. But if we have no way out of this, you know, then we're not a republic. We are just run by whoever is the ones fixing it. And as far as I can see, the Republicans are just pandering. I always thought that Mitch McConnell was placed because of the number. There was some major red flags when it came to him. His approval rating was less than 10%. It was really low. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was super low, and it was a big question mark on whether he should have been or was going to win. And then he won. So I don't think his heart's in the right place. I think he's just a puppet.
I have a McConnell fact for you, and you're probably well aware of this. His wife, I believe this was an arranged marriage. As outrageous as that sounds, I believe it is. She's younger, better looking. He's old, decrepit, and ugly. Speaks like not much better than Biden. And I'm thinking, what would she see in him? Well, if you look at her background, Powell, and she was the Secretary of Treasury, talk about a bad appointment by Trump and by Biden. Her parents run the six major ports for the communist Chinese. His in-laws are CHICOM officials. So if we wonder why he's allowing the Democrats to spend us into bankruptcy without any objection, without any opposition, I think I just told you why. And I think his wife was a honeypot marriage. I think it was a honeypot marriage. And she's compromised him. And she was placed in a key position, Transportation Secretary. How do you screw up the supply chain? Exactly. And look at Buttigieg. I do nothing. Look at Powell. She facilitated incompetence. And who's she married to? Dick McConnell. Who's in bed with the Republicans? Dick McConnell. I mean, Mitch McConnell, excuse me. I think that's a Freudian slip. Sorry about that, folks. This is a family show. It was not intentional.
Yeah, well, I think he's just, there's nothing legitimate about him. He's not, doesn't have any integrity.
Yeah, good point.
Not the real deal.
Good point.
And so we have a bunch of people who aren't the real deal in positions of power. And if you can't vote them out, then, you know, that's what we're sitting with. So yeah, I don't know if at this point in time, if that's the worst, because we can't do anything until 2022, but I do think it's up there. I mean, I don't know. We have
problems. I said, I think we can nitpick about what's number one, what's number two, what's number three. They're all important. You mentioned a bunch of things after you said economic collapse, but if I were to ask you to categorize and kind of sum up, what would be your second major concern?
Well, you know, the economic collapse, just because I'm prioritizing based on when I think it could happen, but I think what they're going to do with this COVID stuff and people dying, you know, mass human casualties, I'm very concerned about that. You know, I just wrote an article saying that the worldwide die-off is continuing.
Yes,
and
I saw
the
that.
Numbers mm-hmm. coming out. Yeah, the numbers coming out is proving that. And I don't, you know, it's worse than anything we've ever experienced in human history. And that's, we have to be honest about that. And I think it gets back to the Karens of the world not allowing us to, who are implementing and helping them implement this. I don't know how much more we need to do before people stand up and say that enough is enough.
Yeah, I totally agree.
There's a lot of lack of courage.
Your number two is also my number two. But I'm going to tie it into something a little more narrow, but I'm pretty sure you're in agreement. My source is Tom Renz, who's the attorney for the frontline doctors, experts in the medical field, who were canceled because they wouldn't go along with the fraud. And my number two is indeed the vaccines. But as your article pointed out here that you wrote on the 4th, update, the mass die-off continues around the world. Folks, that can be referenced at sarahwestall.com. And that's two L's, Sarah with the H in it, sarahwestall.com. And the first article there is the mass die-off continues around the world. Sarah's right. And Mike Adams captured some of this in an article he just wrote, I think it was yesterday or day before, on insurance companies saying deaths are way up. And then Celeste Solemn, who I consult with and have on my show a lot, she predicted this over a year ago. She said, we'll reach 300,000 a month. Well, right now the insurance companies are admitting to 100K a month. But here's the thing, and this is where Tom Renz comes in. Sarah and I have both interviewed Tom Renz. And it's his position as a result of the doctors and his discovery that most of the people in emergency rooms and ICUs are vaccinated, that the variants, which can't really be tested for unless you do gene sequencing, which takes really a week or two, and it's expensive and complicated. So really, there's no test for the variants that's accurate. And they're using the variants as the cover for vaccine death. And then they're creating this false hysteria. So there probably is an Omicron, but it's like the common cold, but they're selling it as the next genocidal flu that we're all going to get. I mean, are you there with me on this, that and with Tom Renz? And I know you've interviewed him.
Well, the problem is that the vaccine compromises their immune system. So anything that they get sick with is going to be a problem. So now we got this cold that's going around, and that's a problem.
A cold.
Right? I mean,
a cold.
Yeah, it's a cold, but for them, something that's just a cold for me is a major issue for them.
Since we're on the topic of vaccines, I want to ask you a speculative question. For me, it's not fact-based, but let me tell you what I suspect, and I want to see if you've thought about this. 5G gets turned on, I think it's tomorrow or the next day. But when 5G, we know that illnesses are tied to frequencies. Dr. Sherry Edwards and bioacoustic analysis has shown that. We have evidence of that going back to the 60s. And what I'm concerned about is this. Are the vaccines a biomarker that get triggered for something more fatal through a frequency approach from 5G? The science is there, folks. Nick Begich uncovered this in the 90s with his report of patents. So what's your position on this? Do you think there's an interface with 5G?
I think there could be, with the graphite and things, but
yes.
It depends on whether they turn it on or not. I don't think it's a blanketed deal. I think they want more control over it. So I don't think they're just going to kill everybody. So because it's not, you know, it'll be in certain areas and certain people and certain things. I think they like to have more control. So I don't see it just going blanketing everything. That's just my opinion. I really don't know. I mean, we're dealing with insane people. So, you know, I don't know.
Satanic.
And can it? Yes, we know that it's possible. The science is there, period. Now, are they going to do it? I don't know. I mean, there's so much that they can do. That's what's scary, is that there's so much that they can do, but are they? And that's why we need everybody who is anybody to fight back, and that's why the Karens are so important, because they're the ones who are going to be implementing it for them.
If people just... Well, if you look at ex-Pfizer CEO, and you look at Dr. Malone, you've got people who've been close to the center of power on this path to genocide, as I call it, and they're sounding the alarm. They have had to be classified as Karens at one point in time, and they saw the light. I'm just not sure how we get more people to see the light.
Yeah, I don't know either, because what we need are the people who are internal to these organizations to be the problem, be the cog issue, you know, be the reason why they can't get anything done. We need them internally screwing stuff up, and I don't know if there's enough of them.
Yeah, you're right. Let me give you an example of a Karen. I'm getting ready to get on an elevator where I get shots for a health condition twice a month, and they make you wear a face mask. And the nurses all tell you it's BS. And I'm waiting for the elevator, and this lady next to me says, "Your face mask is not on right." And I looked at her, and I said, "What's wrong with my face?" She said, "I can see a little bit of your nose opening." And I said, "Oh, do you feel threatened by that?" She goes, "Yes." I said, "Have you ever heard of MIT? "Yes." "You ever heard of Johns Hopkins?" "Yes." "Do you have the internet?" "Yes." "Where are you going with this?" "When you get home, I'd like you to look that up and put in face mask and look at the research studies." I said, "There is no such thing as face mask blockage of this virus." And I said, "And our Lord and Savior Fauci said so the first time he was asked about wearing face masks." And she just looked at me. And I said, "Ma'am, you've been deluded." And I said, "And it's ruining your life. It's keeping you from going places that you won't go." And I said, "It's really limiting you." And I said, "At the end of the day, they're setting you up for destruction. Have a nice day." See, these are the kind of conversations. She didn't say anything. She was totally stunned. I wasn't aggressive. I wasn't mean. I was actually very conciliatory in my tone. But it is funny, this nurse who administers my stuff, I know her well, and she follows my show, and I told her about the encounter. She goes, "That's perfect." And she said, "I try to do the same thing. People ask me about masks. I go, oh, the research is mixed." And I said, "Yeah, I know you can only go so far." But the thing that I'm pointing this out for, the reason I told this convoluted story, is because we have to have a way to break through the veil of the Karens, because you're right, it'll be the Karen enforcers. And if we let this go much further, pretty soon it'll be the Karen executors who are just following orders.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. They're just following orders, and they believe it. I mean, none of these people believe it, and they feel like they're doing good work because they're obeying.
Yes.
I don't. They have some weird thing where they want their people in authority to approve of them, and I don't know. You know, it's a Stockholm syndrome.
That's a really good analogy. I like that, because when you're held captive long enough, the research says that you begin to identify with your captors. And these Karens are going along with... I mean, how many people do we see are driving down the highway by themselves and they have a mask on?
Yeah, I know.
I mean, who in their right mind would do something like that? I mean, it's not healthy to have a mask on.
I had some guy, I was at the store, because I wouldn't wear masks, but I had this thing showing that I had a medical condition, and this guy came up to me and called me a C-U-N-T. Excuse me, called me a C-U-N-T, really rude, telling me to get my mask on, and he was just awful. I mean, like, it was like he assaulted me, verbally assaulted me, because I wasn't wearing a frickin' mask. I mean, so these people are insane.
That's actually illegal.
That's because
he harassed you. Yeah. Lucky I wasn't your husband and in presence there. he and I might have had a little discussion. But
well, my husband wasn't there, but I got to tell you, that's the kind of stuff I had multiple people, you know, do stuff. He was the worst. But, you know, when you look into Rachel Maddow, who the way she talks about it is if, you know, the people who aren't wearing a mask are endangering everybody around us, and they're she's awful. I mean, these people have built up society for them to beat up and abuse others. And
yeah,
so the mass
I agree.
Is a major issue.
Look, you know, this is not scientific, and you and I are both people of logic, science, statistics, and research. But sometimes I step out into the spiritual realm, and I have to tell you that I see. I can't even find the right word. It's kind of like a brainwashed, faraway look that we're not really in control, that you see in concentration camp people that are kept alive for long periods of time, the blank stare, the lack of will, and so forth. And Viktor Frankl wrote about it in his book, It's Man's Search for Meaning, and he said some people would just give up and pull the covers over their head and die. He said they made a willing choice. And I see this a lot, but I'll tell you, I'll go a step further. I think there is a element of satanic influence here. And I just did a show with Steve Quayle, and the evidence is pretty good. There's something going on in Antarctica because world leaders like Christine Lagarde, John Kerry, so forth, they're all going to Antarctica. And a lot of people are quoting scripture now and thinking that that's Satan's home on Earth. I know this. People are going to go, oh, come on, Dave. All right, I'd say go to thecommonsenseshow.com and listen to my interview with Steve. We lay it out pretty progressively, and the evidence is somewhat there. But I will tell you this. There is a satanic, demonic influence on these world leaders. And we know that Klaus Schwab is training most of these leaders. That has come out from the World Economic Forum with their leadership programs. And I think it's satanically oriented. And if you look at the Maxwell trial, they covered Rittenhouse wall to wall. Every single word of every testimony was aired. No stone left unturned so they could expose the white supremacist for what he was. But when it came to Maxwell, it was really undercover. And the evidence was concealed. The documents are concealed. They only called four witnesses against her. And I'm saying, who are they covering up for? Well, the demonic, satanic child traffickers that run our governments.
Yeah, I think it was a cover-up operation. That's what I published that it was a cover-up operation.
Oh, okay, then we're in complete agreement.
And I think it was. And Comey's daughter was the prosecutor. Yeah, it was just a big farce.
And
that should piss people off. But there's so many things to get mad about. You kind of get to the point where, oh, my God, I can't be mad all the time.
Well, again, multiple fronts. Multiple fronts. Okay, so here's what we have with a lot of accompanying issues. Economic collapse, the mass die-off, and we both kind of think we agree with Tom Renz. The mass die-offs are cover-ups for the vaccine injury, and they're using the variants. And then, so if we were to go to a third area of major concern that you have, what would that be?
Well, I mean, can I tell you what I'm hearing?
Can I tell you what I'm hearing, Sarah? In many different ways, you have said this. People just don't know what's going on. They're brainwashed.
Well, that's the whole Karen thing. I think that... I know, I said... What did I say? I said the vaccine. I said economic collapse. I said I'm concerned about the death. I mean, I just don't know how far along they're going to take this depopulation thing. We just have to survive. That's kind of where we're at.
Yeah,
I can't believe I'm even saying it.
I have a partial answer for you. I'm sure you're familiar with the globalist depopulation quotes historically and even in the present.
Yep.
And Ted Turner, you know, Audubon Magazine, 1997, he said that we need to reduce the population of the Earth by 90%. And he was he's a major contributor to the United Nations. He's given him $50 million. Founder of CNN.
Yep.
I mean, I could go on and on with his credits, but this is what we're looking at. I'm going to tell you what my third concern is, and it's that our voices that are the only chance that a lot of people have to wake up, you, me, Steve Quayle, you know, all these people that are just yeomen and do great work and really risking a lot, are going to one night, it'd be the night of the broken glass, to use a Nazi analogy, they're going to take us all off the air at the same time. And people will have nowhere to turn for info.
Well, that's why freedom of speech has always been the number one, you know, the most important amendment. It's a foundation. Because if you don't have freedom of speech, then people can be easily manipulated.
Yeah.
And you don't question things, and you can't. It's just as bad as not having a fair and open election, because you just can't make any changes. You can't do anything about anything. And that's why the doctors being silenced is so incredibly bad. I mean, they're not allowing doctors, so we don't get to have a good idea of what other options are, you know, and only those that the government says is good. You know, who are they? So they're censoring the top. They're censoring the top doctors worldwide, in so that Fauci can say what he wants. Well, obviously there's another agenda there. That's death.
Yeah.
You don't get the doctors can't say what they, you know, that's death. That's what we're being mandated to die. And I don't know.
No dissent. You're exactly. See, there's my concern with the media. If we're gone, Sarah. And I don't mean to elevate our importance. I mean, everyone who does this work, whether they write or have a podcast or have a broad, or if they're just busy informing people in their lives and they tell five people a day about what's going on, this is all going to be silenced. And I'll tell you, though, they're setting up, though, and this is where I'm really concerned, and we talked about this in our pre-air discussion. The war on whites is really emerging, and people say, oh, you must be a racist if you say that. No, I'm not. When the New York State Health Department says that when it comes to COVID critical treatment, we are prioritizing non-whites before any whites. That's to me, medical genocide by race. That makes white people the new Jews. Why don't they just, you know, put a yellow marker around us? And they're also taking away our jobs, which they did to the Jews. If you don't become vaccinated, if you speak out, you get canceled. You lose your university job. What was that? That UC Irvine professor said, I'm not taking the vaccine because I've had it. I've got antibodies. Fired. Immediately fired. This is Nazi Germany stuff.
It's crazy. Well, and maybe because they know that white people have been less conditioned to obey. They have more confidence, and so they want to take away their confidence. I don't know, because they want to figure out, they're using everything they can to take away people's power. And so I think they're trying to take away white people's power. I don't know. I think black people have been held down a lot, so the Democrat Party has really got control over black people, which is very sad. And I think they're pushing back now, which is great. And I think they're using different methods of control, and they don't want white people to speak up. They want to intimidate them. And I think they just don't want anybody speaking up. They don't want anybody fighting back.
Well, no,
that's
no dissent. No dissent. And that's why the attack on the media is critical. You know, along those lines, since we're on the media, I don't know if you want to join in on this, because some people are hesitant, but when I watch Fox News, I see Republicans come on there and they make their bombastic points, they jump up and down and get emotional, and they go back to Congress and introduce zero legislation about what they're complaining about. And Fox News never covers election fraud. Fox News never covers the World Economic Forum. They rarely mention George Soros. In fact, I saw Newt Gingrich censored over this, and really live on the air, I saw it myself, where we can't talk about George Soros here. I think Fox News is no more than controlled opposition. They make us think that something is happening, and these politicians pretend something's happening as we continue the descent into tyranny. What do you think about that?
I've been thinking that about Fox News for a while. When I watched them do what they did with this current election, they were the first ones to call it.
Yes.
And I just watched them be traitors. once I saw them be traitors to the American people, I won't watch them anymore, because I can't trust when it really mattered is when they put the knife in the back of the American people. And so because they were traitors, I'm not going to give them my time of day. They're traitors. They're traitors to all of us.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more.
They need to apologize for that.
Well, Tucker Carlson was one of the first, and yet if you ask people, is he a defender of America? Yeah, he is on critical issues that don't matter as much. I told you election integrity was my number one issue. Your number one issue was the economic collapse. He soft sells that. He hasn't mentioned the M1 money supply that's out of control. He's not talked about that. And he certainly doesn't deal with the issue I just brought up with election fraud. It's a major problem. We got to step aside just a second for a break here. We're talking with Sarah Westall from sarahwestall.com. And it's a site that you need to visit a lot. And we'll be talking about that before we leave the air today. But she has a lot of groundbreaking stuff, people. I'm telling you, if you want to be up to date, that's where you want to be. Hey, I want to talk to you very quickly about personal preparation. I always say the cursory preparation manual has food, water, guns, ammo, gold, silver, maybe crypto, because crypto appears to be the landing spot that the banks are going to be using. Even though they tell you not to do it, they're doing it. And then, of course, you need natural medicine, because you're not going to be able to get your prescriptions for a lot of reasons. And, of course, tools, because things break. I want to focus real quick on food and water. Just real quick here, you can go to preparewithdave.com to see all about the storable food we have. We're one of the few companies left standing, by the way, that's meeting demand. And we have great sales there. You want to go take a look at them. Restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. Go to preparewithdave.com, because if you do not, you'll be depending on a government that left 1,000 citizens behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. Is that where you want to be with your family? No, I don't want you coming to my door being desperate and making me do things that are desperate to defend my family. So please take care of this. The other thing that you need to be worried about is any crisis that goes on 5 days or longer. The Naval War College says that waterborne illnesses become the number one cause of death. Okay, well, you know that's a fact. So what have you done about it? Storable water, okay, to a point, but you better be able to treat water that's in your environment. You'll always find standing water, whether it's a swimming pool, a sauna, a lake, a runoff from the rain, but you can't drink it, and you know that, and you don't want to be a victim of waterborne illness. But if you have the Alexa Pure Pro water filter, you're going to filter out 99.9999% of everything. How do I know? Well, go to waterwithdave.com and look at the research. They put the research up there, and they are clearly number one. And right now, they're selling out. They've got, they got a 40% discount. Waterwithdave.com. So you got the food, preparewithdave.com. You got the water, waterwithdave.com. I'm hoping that you're taking care of prepping, because if you think this government cares about you and is going to do anything about you, I just have one word for you: Afghanistan. Well, again, we're back with Sarah Westall, and we're going through what our concerns are, our major concerns going forward. And although we express it differently, you're hearing a lot of similarities coming from both perspectives, while Sarah and myself, that we're seeing very similar concerns that are largely going unaddressed. Sarah, I'm just going to throw it back to you, and I'll say, take it where you will.
Well, you know, the question is the what one ranks higher and what one doesn't. I mean, because everything you're saying is I just don't know what the worst is, and so I'm kind of going off what I think. There was a report that I just read today, and I want to go dig into it after we get off this interview, where back in 2019, right before COVID, there was a bailout that was bigger than 2008 amongst the banks that nobody knew anything about. And I think that's very interesting. And so that's always a telltale sign. They use different problems to cover up for it has multiple agendas. Everything has multiple agendas, so they very much could be using COVID to cover up for this economic issue that they're trying to take care of, you know, the Great Reset. But you know, the Great Reset is beyond just economic. You know that they want to, you know, depopulate, they want to do all sorts of things. But the fact that there is a bailout that was larger than 2008 and nobody knew about it is pretty telling.
Interesting.
I think our media is so bad that they are enemies of the people.
Well, they're propaganda agents. Well, okay, if you go back, and I know that you know this, six corporations own 98% of the media, and that is the media is an expression of those empires. You know, whether it's General Electric, yes, and all that they own, and so or AOL, Time Warner, and all that they own, those media are part of the same blanket. In other words, Company A owns Company B, which owns Company C, and you get into like subsidiary holdings, you know, overlapping boards of directorate. Many ways they control the media, but the media is controlled totally. They only give these people so much leeway, and then when they're done with them, they cast them aside.
Well, and they get in the way of us doing anything meaningful. So the media is getting in the way of good people solving problems. So that's why I think they're the enemy. You know, they're just the enemy. They're appeasing people, and then people think that things are going on, and they're not. So they're the enemy of the people, the enemy of the state. You know, we need to get rid of them.
I believe that's the QAnon strategy, Sarah. In other words, hey, 60,000 people are going to be arrested this week from the deep state. Oh, no, that's canceled. But they're opening up Gitmo. And they're okay. So, yeah, and all these make people sit down and go to sleep because, oh, someone's taking care of this now. We don't have to be worried about it. That's the role that in my state, Wendy Rogers, state senator, Karen Fan, the former head of the Arizona Fraudit, not an audit, a fraudit. That's what they're doing now. After they settled the audit without ever getting the court-ordered evidence, in other words, they made decisions based without evidence, and now they're back saying, gee, we should certify, and they haven't introduced one piece of legislation, the same strategy as Fox News. Get these Republicans on, have them spout their mouth off, and then they don't go back and do anything in Congress. I'm seeing the same thing in my state. It's the universal strategy. I call it the QAnon strategy.
Yeah, it makes it look like people are doing something, and you just get in the way of actual people doing something. And I agree with you. That's what's happening. And so but that's what I keep telling people. You got to go out and do stuff. First of all, you got to protect yourself, but you got to go out and do stuff. You got to keep your local community safe. And don't trust all these politicians who are just big talkers, because that's all they are.
Well, you know, they're both, I'll give you, what was it I read? 155 Republicans in Congress are recipients of Facebook donations to their campaigns and other media, high-tech media. They drink from the same trough. They're the same prostitutes as the Democrats walking the same streets with a red light out.
Yep. And at what point do they, how gross is it that they're selling out their country? They want fame that bad that they're just willing to do whatever and sell out their country? And their children's and their grandchildren. I mean, at what point is it? I think they're the worst of the worst. Anybody that runs into that position and they have no integrity to actually do a job and then do something for the American people, because they're awful.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm going to give you what I'm going to tell you from my best military source. And what Steve Quayle's best military source tells him, and what Paul Preston's tells him. They're all three different people. And they all pointed, we've had these conversations amongst each other, and they pointed to the Milley comment that if we were going to attack China, we'd tell them first, treason, right away. He should have been drummed out and brought up on charges. Also, insubordination to his commander-in-chief, which was Trump, for what he admitted to. Not charged with, what he admitted to. That's one. So the military is compromised, and I will tell you what all three of these military people have said, and I haven't talked to two of the three. So remember, this is from two really good sources, Paul and Steve. The military in the leadership positions have acquiesced to the realization that they're going to allow a Chinese occupation of this country.
Well, they've just given up, and they've allowed people to be...
They've been bribed. They've been bribed. It's worse than giving
victims.
Up.
Victims. Yeah,
they've been bribed. It's
and they really think that the Chinese is going to care about them. You know, they're not going to care about them.
Do you understand the genocide that'll take place here?
That's what I mean. The Chinese, okay, the Chinese are. You think that they're going to like the traitors? You're a traitor. Who's to say you're going to stay? They know that traitors can't be trusted. Predators are the first people that should be taken out. Right? I mean, the Chinese aren't going to trust the traitors.
History refers to them since World War II as the brown shirts. And you're right. The brown shirts don't have good longevity. They don't. It's, people don't understand. The Deagle Report was printed for a reason, and it says that 200 million Americans will be executed, destroyed, killed, however you want to describe it. And I believe the Chinese are going to be at the center of it. And there was that Wei Fang speech from 2017 that leaked out, in which Chinese defense minister told the Central Planning Committee, the CCP, that we are going to exterminate every American and occupy the continent. That was his official position.
If the Deagle Report is accurate, it's not just the United States, it's ever all the Western countries. The death report is massive across Western countries.
The UK and the US are the worst. And you know what's interesting? The Soviet Union has no change in GDP or population. Neither does China or North Korea. Isn't that interesting?
Or Mexico.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know what to think about all that. But I do know that the death rate of Scotland and the UK and all those, they're putting out numbers. So their numbers are really scary. They're at five times the death rate of vaccinated people versus unvaccinated people. And the fact that they can have those kind of numbers and then still, with a straight face, tell people they need to get vaccinated is incredible. You know, it's like we're living in the Twilight Zone.
No, it is, but also, too, we live in the hypocrite zone. Because I'm getting in for, I don't know if you're hearing this or not, and I probably should have asked you this earlier. I'm hearing Nancy Pelosi's not running for re-election, and she's moving to Florida.
Is she really? I didn't know she was moving to Florida. I've heard that she's not running. But the whole Florida thing is kind
she's,
of funny.
She's bought a house in Florida. And, of course, who was partying in Florida? Ocasio-Cortez went from prison state New York to the Free Republic of Florida to party. And to me, these people are the ultimate hypocrites. You know, Biden has his beach picture with his wife, and they got their mask on at the beach, which is a joke. But then you catch Biden in all these other social situations with no mask. Why should we? I'll tell you, here's what. We were visiting family in San Diego last week, and in the hotel, you know, they have the mandate for masks. And I watched the Rose Bowl in LA on TV, and no one had masks on. I mean, maybe 5% of the people. And on the last day, we're checking out, and the guy says, "You have to have your mask on." I says, "No, I have an exemption from the Rose Bowl." I mean, this is the BS that we're going through. Do as I say, not as I do kind of thing. Rules for thee, but not for me. And these people know what they're selling us is BS. They know it. If they were worried about the viruses, they'd be in hazmat suits. You wouldn't have to tell them to put on a face mask. These people would go to the extreme to protect themselves. They know there's no threat.
Well, no, I'd be lining up to get a vaccine if I saw people dying left and right. People aren't dying left and right.
They're dying from the vaccine. They're dying from the vaccine.
Yes, they are now. They are dying now, but not originally. And so I don't know. You know, these people, I'm just continually amazed at how stupid people are. And you have to give them more. Here's the thing. We think that we give them more credit, and we can't imagine that they're this stupid. So we think that they're doing it on purpose. I don't know how many people are this stupid versus and manipulated versus doing it on purpose. I don't know, because I like to think that people are smarter. But maybe they're not. I don't know. But it's incredible.
There's a dichotomy. When we were on vacation, my son and I went to a LA Fitness that was nearby the hotel to work out. And the owner of the facility actually came up and engaged me. And it was really just a friendly conversation. I thought he was going to bust me because I had taken my face mask off. And I'm watching these people on the elliptical, and they were wearing face masks. And he just started talking to me in general. And I said, "So are you leading to the punchline where you're going to bust my chops for not having a face mask?" And he says, "Frankly, I don't care." said, I could care less. He says, I'll take the warning they get. He said, this runs out in a couple weeks. And he said, how can people play basketball in here and have a face mask on? And I said, look up there, the lady at the elliptical. Look at her, how hard she's working, and she's got a face mask on. Do you know how bad that is for you? He goes, yeah, I know. There's some people that see through it, and here's the point of my story. And there's some people, that, like that lady in the elliptical, they don't get it. They don't get it. And she wasn't within 20 feet of anybody else. And so that's the dichotomy we're dealing with. Stupidity and awareness at the same time from different people.
I can't believe how stupid. And it's people that are supposedly smart. You know, I've lost all respect for the medical system. I mean, I don't know how anybody can have respect for the medical system. If your person is going into a hospital, the chances of them dying in the hospital is extremely high because they're simply not giving people the proper protocols. I mean, how many things would you die from if you were given the wrong protocol? I asked Dave Janda that. He's a doctor. And he's like, yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, you're going to die if you give people the wrong protocol, and they're purposely doing that. So how can you trust a medical system that is knowingly giving people the wrong protocol? I don't think that I can't ever trust them again. I don't ever want to.
I'd never go to the hospital unless I absolutely was bleeding to death or had some potentially life-threatening condition that needed immediate attention. And then as soon as I was stable, I'd check out.
Yeah, it's trauma care, you know, based on like getting ran over or something, broken bones and stuff. But as far as being sick with a disease or illness, I mean, you might as well just die at home. I mean, why? I would rather have my loved ones around than die from them killing me.
You know, it's interesting you say that. When my son was born, they had to do emergency C-section on my wife. And the care that she got in ICU and that my son got in NICU for preemies was outstanding. It was the best. And it was St. Joe's Hospital in Phoenix. Now, my wife gets transferred because she has, you know, post-delivery complications, and they transfer her to the general hospital wing. I had to end up spending the night there every night because they almost killed her. Not once, twice. They left an embedded gauze inside the C-section site, and we knew it was five, and they only took out four, and then they wanted to argue with us. I said, open her up before I start screaming. And my wife was insistent, too, and they found the fifth one. She could have died from this. And that's the care from well over 20 years ago that we were getting. Now, I wouldn't be allowed in that hospital room to protect my wife because of COVID. They keep people out. My brother-in-law's wife got injured and had to go for emergency care to the hospital, and they wouldn't let him in. So there's no one there to watch out for us. We're at the mercy of their corrupt system.
Yep. That's why I'd rather just die at home. I mean, if I'm going to die anyways, at least I'll have my loved ones around. Why go there?
I know. Well,
right?
I'm going to throw one more thing out here, and we only got time for me to mention this. I'm concerned about the compromised military because we're going to get invaded and we're going to lose. We can't win a war right now. And I wish we had more time to talk about that, but that was another one on my list. And I know you share that, but I want to give you time to talk about your website and your show.
Oh, well, go to sarahwestall.com. It's the best way to keep in touch with me. Like I said, podcasts, you know, I never know when some platform's going to deplatform me. So if you just go to my website and sign up for my newsletter, that's the best way to make sure you're getting everything from me, you know, that I put out there. I write articles. I do shows. You're on my show a lot. Our last show together did really well, by the way.
On our network, yeah.
Yeah, it did. People are really interested. That's hitting a nerve. And please share my information because when I'm so censored like this, it's so frustrating. You know, you start doing good work, you're growing, and then all of a sudden you go back a third, you know, like it affected about a third of my, you know, it just keeps happening. They know that they're trying to tire us out. And I just feel like I'm one of the most targeted people out there. It's just incredible.
Yeah, listen to this, folks. Last few articles, Antarctica, Central Headquarters, that was our interview. That's up there, Unraveling the Fake Health Facade. And there's so much timely stuff on her website. I really encourage you to go there, sarahwestall.com. Sign up for the newsletter. I get it. pretty cool. It's good stuff. I look at it, and sometimes I use it as a springboard for my own research. Sarah, you're awesome. Seriously, you are. And I thank you for being a trooper and coming on
thank
when
you.
You're under the weather. And I look forward to having
if
you
I
on
did
again.
Okay.
But we're on that. We're
thank
flat
you.
Out of time.
Thank you. Hope I did okay for
you
the,
did.
Your audience.
Awesome.
Feeling like crap. Okay, have
we
a
did
great
awesome.
Day, Dave.
You too, Sarah. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.